obviously, Bill Belichick has a great deal of admiration and respect for you. What is it about the way Bill Belichick coaches his team, prepares his team, that earns your respect?
I mean, he's a winner. You know, for one, you know, I had an opportunity to talk to Coach Belichick a couple times and, you know, had him over there at the Pro Bowl and, you know, just watch the football life of Coach Belichick. You know, you can't do nothing but have much respect for Coach Belichick and the way he runs things. You know, his background, you know, just the discipline and focus that he asks of guys, you know, and what he allows you to do, you know, as a football player. He honestly understands your athletic ability. You know, I mean, if you look at Coach Belichick and the way he coaches the team and the guys that play for him, in the positions that they play, you know, he allowed football players to be football players. You know, Coach understands that, you know, I think he understands that this is a short-lived career, you know, and not everybody's going to have those 5 and 10 year, 15-year careers. You know, a bunch of guys are great athletes and they can come on and make a name on his team and find themselves somewhere else, you know, with a starting job, you know, but I mean, you see a lot of guys playing out of position, you know, should I say, you know, when you're watching the Patriots play.
Ed, you just said something about guys don't have 5, 10, 15-year careers on defense. That's not true on your defense.
Yeah, I mean it's, you know, we have a few guys that's been here, you know, and guys, when you get around guys like myself and Ray, you know, you understand the work ethic and we talk about a lot, you know, what guys can do if they take care of themselves and have those long careers, you know, to have a substantial, you know, 7-year career or so. You know, so it's all about taking care of yourself and which we as players need to educate each other and former players need to educate guys. And with the rule changes with the CBA and, you know, not having those tour days and stuff like that, you know, guys can understand that they can get more out of themselves and take care of themselves a little bit better than past times.
And I want to ask you, though, your defense, I mean, you have some guys who've been around. Do you get a feeling that there's a clock ticking on this team, on this defense?
There's a clock ticking on all of us, you know. So with that in mind, you know, we just enjoy it, man. We go out there and try to give our best effort every game, you know, and try to win every game. You know, that's not always the case. But if you're always going out there with the right mindset, you know, and giving your all, that's all you can do, man. I mean, you can't do much more than that. You know, I've played a lot of football and played a lot of games in my life, you know, not just football. You know, you understand if you're giving your all, you're giving your best, you know, you're going to get the best results out of your teammates and yourself, you know, and hopefully you come out on top. You know, it's not always the case, but, you know, you plan to.
How much does last year and getting a chance now to, you know, perhaps win and it could have home field advantage implications down the road, how much does that motivate you for Sunday night, Ed?
None at all, man. It doesn't motivate me. I'm trying to prepare this week to win this game. You know, the situation of us playing the Patriots this time around and last year is totally different, being that the implications were different. You know, I mean, you win or go home, you know, puts a different feeling on you. You know, we still have a game next week. You know, so we have a lot of football to be played and the Patriots do too. You know, and over history, if you look at, you know, how things pretty much play out, you know, once you get to the playoff time, you know, things tend to pan out, you know, different ways. You know, we didn't have the first round bye around here. We didn't have to play the wild card game. You know, so I'd have been in both those situations and hasn't came out on top yet. So, honestly, I can care less if we have the bye or not, man. You know, we play wherever. I don't care where we're playing at, so long as we're winning.
So when someone says this is a really big game because one team's going to be 1-2 after this, doesn't mean anything right now, Ed?
No, I don't think it's that much of a pressure game for anybody. I don't think nobody needs to go. You know, I know we don't need to go changing anything major, you know, if we don't win this game. Like I said, still early, still a lot of football to be played. You know, there's a lot of scenarios that could play out. You know, yes, you want to be on top and kind of control your own destiny. That's the ultimate goal.
You, Ed, you mentioned the football life with Bill earlier in the conference call. Are you looking forward to seeing tonight? Have you gotten a sneak preview of Ray's piece?
Yeah, I've been on there with doing Ray's. And, I mean, Ray's a great friend to me. You know, I know a lot about him and how he approaches his family and his work ethic, you know, and how much he care and love his kids, man. So, you know, I think it's going to be an eye-opener to everybody, you know, especially for what Ray has been through and just his course of his life in football. You know, I think it's going to be a great deal, you know, that can open a bunch of eyes. Ray has a lot of talent, you know, not just in football on the field. You know, he's a great dad. You know, he's a Hall of Fame dad. You know, and I mean, there's a lot of things off the field he has aspirations to do also.
Ed, I came in a little late, but and I don't know if anybody asked this earlier, but if Aaron Hernandez doesn't play, how does that change the Patriots' offense when you're looking at it from the defensive side?
I mean, there's one less person to throw to, but they would step somebody in and give somebody else some more catches. So somebody else has to step up, man. It's a professional league. You know, Hernandez probably is not playing after you see that high ankle sprain. You know, and being that it's so early in the season, you know, you much rather have a guy like that going forward, you know, and not hurting himself worse. But, you know, I mean, we prepared for either way. You know, like I said, somebody else will get a bunch of more balls, you know, I'm sure. You know, there won't be all this talk about Wes and all these other guys who's not getting catches, man. So everybody got to step up right now. Hernandez is a great tight end.
Ed, obviously, the score says differently, but do you guys feel like you all played and really won that game last year in the AFC Championship?
Nah, we lost, man. We lost by 3 points, you know. Yes, we had a chance to make some plays, but I'm sure Brady, knowing Brady, you know, the competitor he is and those guys all over there, I'm sure they feel like they left some plays out there. You know, one that sticks out in my head is on that first drive when Brady overthrew Gronkowski. You know, so I'm sure they got some plays that they left out there also. You know, I mean, it was a great game, you know, and they came out on top, man.
Does it bother you guys still that way that game was in your grasp and it slipped away?
Say it again?
I'm just wondering whether it still bothers you guys as a team today that game was in your grasp and it slipped away.
Oh, no, not at all, man. I mean, that was last year, like I said. You know, they only crowned one champ last year, if I'm not mistaken. You know, and, you know, I mean, it's behind us, like I said. You know, we're a totally different team this year. We don't even have some of the same guys on the team. You know, it's always a new year the next year, man. You know, I know I'm not worried about what happened last year. You know, it was over and done with after that game, you know.
It's obviously early. There's 14 games to go, but one of these teams is going to be 1-2 come Monday morning. Is there a sense of desperation on Baltimore's part?
Nope, not at all. Long season, like you said, 14 more games, man. One game at this point won't change anything for us. You know, we just got to see how it pans out at the end.
Ed, I'm sorry if you've been asked this before. I just walked in, but having watched a film of the Patriots' offense, do you notice much of a difference in what they're doing this year as opposed to what you've been accustomed to over the years?
Yeah, that question was asking. No, nothing has changed much. I don't see much has changed, just a couple other different numbers on the jerseys.
Ed, I also walked in late, so if this was asked, just – don't worry about it. But what is it about these Patriots-Ravens games that makes them so intense?
I mean, just two great teams that love to play football. You know, a lot of great competition, man. You know, and we just go at each other, man. You know, that's what you want. You want to see the best going against the best, you know, offense, defense, best teams, and that's what you get in these games.
Do you have any impressions of what Ahedebo has done for you guys?
Say it again?
Do you have any impressions of James Ahedebo so far?
Of who?
James Ahedebo.
James Ahedebo.
The safety who came in for Pollard last week for you guys?
Oh, man, I can't cuss that. No, you said. Yeah, I mean, you know what, man? James is a great competitor, man. You know, and he came in and did a great job. You know, when you come into those situations, you're a little amped up. You know, so you got to make sure you stay all your communications and stuff like that. You know, but I mean, he came in and did a great job. You know, I expected that because you can see in the locker room. I mean, in the meeting room, he's a professional. You know, he's asking questions and trying to make sure he gets the defense down.
And one of the topics of discussion up here in New England is Wes Welker is not on the field as much as he maybe has been in the past. I'm curious in your film study if that has stood out to you.
Not really. I mean, I see Wes catching the ball, you know, probably not as much, but, you know, that's because he's throwing the ball to other guys that are open, you know. So, I mean, it's a long season, man. You know, and you do things a certain way preparing for the weeks to come. You know, so I wouldn't read too much into it. You know, Wes Welker is still a great receiver, and I'm sure New England, Brady, everybody knows that. You know, it's just the other people want to make news of something that probably isn't nothing big in the organization. If it is, then that's something that they got to deal with.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.